The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in, and Merry Christmas, early Merry Christmas to you guys. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and as always, we have a great program coming your way. My guest is Valerie Johansson. She is the Lake Pondere School District coach for girls wrestling and volleyball. We're going to focus in on wrestling today. Our girls in the middle school and the high school call her coach. We have so much to learn from Valerie about this sport of wrestling, especially girls wrestling, and recent championship meets, as well as the impressive numbers of female athletes that are coming through our school district. What a beautiful and good thing. It's all interesting, so stay tuned. We're going to take our first break right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world: those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of attachments, from snowblowers to snowblades. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pondere. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
So you want somewhere to play? We got you. A nice, relaxing stay? We got you. Want to be entertained? We got you. Want to play golf all day? We got you.
Go to Lake Casino. Winning is just the beginning.
So you're looking for something to do? We got you. Want some tasty food? We got you. Heard you want to do some shopping? We got you. The live music is always popping at the
Go to Lake Casino. At the Go to Lake Casino. Go to Lake Casino. Winning is just the beginning.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. All right, let's say hello and welcome together to Valerie Johansson, Lake Pondere School District wrestling coach. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to talk with you. There's so much going on, but I think the first thing that we want to hear about is, how did you get in to wrestling?
Okay, well, let me start off by saying I am not a wrestler. Growing up in the early 90s and coming from a small town as well, it just wasn't an opportunity provided to young women at that time. I got into wrestling actually through our son. He was having some intellectual disabilities as a young child, and his occupational therapist said to my husband and I, if you want to change his life, put him into wrestling.
Wow. So expand on that connection between the mind and, I don't know, how we deal with the world in wrestling.
He was nonverbal and was struggling to cross the midline is how they described it. And there are certain techniques in wrestling and a lot of being on your hands and knees in referee's position that helps the brain cross the midline.
And what does crossing the midline mean in layman's terms?
In terms, from what I understand it as a layman as well, it is getting the neurons to fire between the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain.
Got it.
And so my husband was in a unique position as a high school athletic director, assistant athletic director, to start a junior wrestling program.
I have been looking forward to this this radio program ever since I read about you and a gal at a doctor's office told me about her daughter and just the amazing joy that her daughter has in Sandpoint Middle School wrestling. I thought, I just have to do this. But having said that, many people are still surprised when they hear about girls wrestling. They go, girls wrestling? Well, that's boy sport, isn't it?
That's often what we hear, and I think we're definitely changing that mentality. Girls wrestling as a whole across the nation is exploding. In our own state of Idaho, for high school girls, we went from 91 certified girls 7 years ago to over 850 this year.
Oh, my goodness. And here locally, you've gone from, I don't know, 5 or 9 to
32 this year.
32.
At the middle school level.
Yes. And I'll just go ahead and say it and let you say it again. That is the largest middle school wrestling girls team in all the state.
In the state of Idaho.
In the state of Idaho. That is so cool.
It is very exciting.
And how many of them are new to wrestling?
Out of the 32, we had 27 new to wrestling girls this year.
That is just like, I don't know, that is just awesome. It's like a miracle. It's like a wave of good. What is it that's attracting these young people and their parents to this sport?
I think it's twofold. First, it's the schools, both at the high school and the middle school, being willing to stand and say, we have a place for girls wrestling. There is a place here for girls wrestling. And opening up the door, even before the numbers. Last year, our athletic director at the middle school, Crosby Tajan, with only having, I think 7 to 9 girls the previous year, said, if we get a big, let's do it. Let's have a girls team. And once we said that, we had 22 girls last year.
That kind of support, isn't it,
makes
it grow. You can't wait for it. You have to get out ahead of it, like leaders, like your leader and the athletic. What did you say, the athletic director?
The athletic director, both the high school and the middle school have done such a great job to say there is a place here, and that's coming from our district office. Dr. Meyer is a huge supporter.
Yeah.
Casey McLaughlin is a huge supporter of opening this opportunity for female athletes.
Yeah.
Because I can shout it from the rooftops how great it is and how girls should wrestle and experience it. But I'm not in the power to open that door.
Right.
They
exactly.
are. And they did. And kudos to them for that.
Absolutely. That is so, so important. And talk to us a little bit again or more about what are the positive benefits if a parent is looking at various athletic opportunities for their kids? What is it about wrestling that not that it's, there are other athletic thing, cross-country training or running and basketball and football, but what is it about wrestling that is so powerful?
It's an individual sport with a team environment. When you go out on the mat, it is you and your opponent. There's nobody else. You win or lose.
Yeah.
And you do that. Nobody else is doing that for you. You can't blame anybody else. It really just teaches that personal accountability and that personal perseverance.
What are the physical attributes of wrestling? What is being developed as these young girls, both at the middle school and high school, develop their wrestling ability? What physically is happening that is so beneficial?
For young women especially, it's a really unique time as they transition from middle school into high school and all the hormones that are taking place during those years. A lot of it is, number one, how their bodies are developing and how we can put a positive spin on that.
Oh, yeah.
Often as we develop as young women, it's, oh, she's hormonal and she's crazy and it's this and that. And in wrestling, there's no place for that.
Yeah.
It is, you are growing and adapting to your body, and we're going to celebrate that.
Yeah. And you're developing muscles, obviously, which is so important. And for women, I am an older woman, and it is so critical that we achieve and maintain our muscle fitness throughout our entire life. They're getting the standard set early. I envy them. I celebrate them. It is such a good thing. So it's physical muscle ability, but it's also balance, isn't it?
Balance, coordination.
Yes. And mental agility.
Mental agility.
They have to be thinking of their, you correct me. I mean, I'm thinking they have to be thinking of their next move.
While they're in their current move.
Exactly.
And they have to be anticipating.
Like chess.
Very much so.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have to be anticipating what you think your opponent's going to do to counteract so you can make your move.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
That is so tough. And so,
all while trying to listen to your coaches.
Yes.
You know?
Now, do you talk to them during when they're actually with the opponent and
we
give
do.
Them tips and things?
We do. Oh, which is often why my voice is a little raspy right now. I am very fortunate to work alongside some incredible local coaches here in Sandpoint, as well as we have this year Bridget Shannon from Southern Idaho, who wrestled with my daughter on Team Idaho and also at Corbin University. And she was willing to come out and help us this year. So our wrestlers just really have the benefit of having a lot of experience in their corner.
I love that you talking about Shannon, because what you are referring to, you have brought like college wrestlers or wrestlers with more experience, maybe even in the high school, to come into the younger girls program and help them and teach them. And that kind of mentoring at those ages, look, you're young enough, Valerie, that the girls listen to you, but they listen really well to younger women.
Oh, they do. And
they've got respect for this college girl. And I love that.
Yes. And it was nice. My daughter came back this year and helped a little in the middle school, and having Bridget there as well. And they can relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls really went through it because they were just a girl on a boys' team.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they can really speak into their trials and how they overcame them. And they just breathe life into these girls. And it's pretty powerful to see and to be a part of.
You know, one of the reasons I want to celebrate this program, your program at Lake Pendere School District, is because it just seems completely unfair to me that any age girl would be wrestling against a guy. I mean, he's just going to be bigger and stronger. It's like this whole thing with our NCAA swimming. And I don't want to speak, you know, against any gender issues, but when a man can compete against girls, he is in the butterfly in some of these strokes, he's going to win. So to have girls wrestle against girls is so perfect and positive.
It is very exciting. And it's wonderful to see that even at our club level in North Idaho, which is preschool through 6th grade or 8th grade, that they're also going in that direction and saying, okay, we're going to have girl-only brackets.
Yes.
And we're going to promote girls just wrestling girls.
Yes.
And that this year for the middle school, our girls only wrestled girls.
Yeah.
And it was great. And they had a positive experience.
Absolutely. And I am thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, that focus on girls wrestling girls may be one of the reasons a lot of parents were on board saying, I would like my daughter to be involved in this. Nothing. I don't have any concerns. I'm not holding back anything.
Absolutely. And we had those conversations. I had many of those conversations with middle school parents, especially going, there's not going to be a team that is around our size. So unfortunately, our girls are just going to have to wrestle each other a lot this season.
Right.
And they still grew from that.
Now explain that, because you had 32 girls and you were going on teams with 8, 9 ladies or girls, and so there weren't enough of them to wrestle.
Yeah, so often we had so many girls that just ended up wrestling Sandpoint only girls a lot this season, and that was okay. They, to their credit, they came in as competitors and then left as teammates. So
that is really, really good to hear. Being competitive with each other, but yet still teammates.
And hopefully, it was inspiring when we went to other middle schools. And we walked in with 32 girls that hopefully their athletic directors and their coaches saw that it's possible.
Yes.
You can do this. I'm not doing anything special. I'm just asking girls every day if they want to wrestle.
Yeah. And also, I think that you are, just in all sincerity, when your team walked in, these 32 beautiful girls, wrestlers, athletes, walked in with you, I think the parents and the coaches and the other teams were like, you know what, we can do this too.
I hope so, because they can absolutely do it.
Yeah. You mentioned your daughter coming in and inspiring your team, and also Shannon.
Bridget Shannon,
who is a college wrestler.
She was a college wrestler, NIA All-American.
Okay. You also have some volunteers that you might want to give kudos to. I was reading about, your husband comes in.
My husband comes in, absolutely.
And the athletic director. Let me look at my notes. The high school boys coach.
Yes, but I could not do this job without Josh Radigan. That is... Absolutely. I wouldn't want to do this job without him.
Yeah.
Last year, he came in and helped me at the middle school level. This year, he is the high school varsity wrestling coach, my main supporter. We work together, and he just creates that environment in the high school room that the girls know that we are all welcome to be there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen without him.
Yeah.
And we have some other coaches. Owen Stebbins, who was a Sandpoint wrestler, is up in the room with us, is with the girls every day as well.
Wow.
And then just various alumni have been coming up in the high school room and just sharing their knowledge. And they just don't go talk to the boys. They come and talk to the girls as well. And that's very special and very unique.
That is very special and very unique, and that's one of the reasons that your program is growing and is so strong.
Absolutely.
Because that's an inspiration. I mean, when athletes have someone who's walked down that road or is another coach with another group come in and talk, it's powerful.
It's special, yeah. And that sticks with them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we are going to take a break right now. I'm going to do a commercial, do a little business. But when we come back, we have a lot more questions for Valerie Johansson. She is the girls' coach for middle school and high school wrestling right here in Sandpoint at Lake Pend'Oreille School District.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 89 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home, to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pend'Oreille, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Save big at Bi-Mart with our Christmas Savings Book. Pick up a copy in-store or find it at Bi-Mart.com. Save $100 on a Philips 55-inch HD Class Roku Smart TV. Member priced at just $249.99. Get a Toshiba 1 cubic foot microwave for $99.99. Members save $60. Plus save 25% on all fragrance and beauty gift sets. Save more this Christmas season at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are having such a good time today at the Speak Up table because we're talking with Valerie Johansson. She is filled with enthusiasm and good news. And I don't know, I'm too old, but I'd join this wrestling team if I could just have fun with Coach Valerie. She is the Lake Pendre School District wrestling coach for both the middle school and the high school. And she's the volleyball coach. And so her voice is a little bit hoarse today, because she's been shouting, yay team, and go girls.
Yes, we've had quite a few tournaments in the last couple of weeks. And
let's talk about them, especially that district championship, I believe, for the girls wrestling. Tell us all about it.
Yes, the Region 1 district championship for middle school. This year, it was the first ever all-girls Region 1 district championship, which is very exciting and a long time coming in our area. We had over 81 girls participate, and so this is your North Idaho schools, Bonners Ferry, Sandpoint, Post Falls, Timberlake, Lakeland, just all the North Idaho schools came together at Priest River High School, so kudos to them for hosting it for this championship.
Absolutely.
In which our
81 girls.
81 girls. So Sandpoint made up a third of that. Or I think it was 37.5% of somebody's counting.
Yeah, I was going to say 32.
Somebody's checking my math.
81.
And it was an exciting day. One of our girls, Violet Henney, who had never wrestled before, was one of my little B team, eighth grade volleyball players who chose to go on the wrestling journey with me this year. Took first place.
Oh my goodness.
In a dominant fashion. And I'm still beaming over her. We had Lydia Lohman, who once again had never wrestled, made it to the finals and was district runner up. And then a handful of third places from some incredible girls. It was just an exciting day. I'm still beaming from it.
Absolutely. And you have.
I'm here with my picture and my thank you to you, Barbara. That's yours.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Region 1 district champions. Look at these beautiful young women. I wish we were on TV. We look good enough to be on TV today.
We don't just have voices for radio.
Exactly. Thank you so much for this. I will treasure this. You have a lot to be proud of, and they have a lot to be proud of. So Violet Hennessy, of course, all the girls, you know, did well. But to take first as a first-year wrestler in a district championship,
yes,
is pretty amazing, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty amazing. And she's just a quieter, soft-spoken girl and very unassuming of her fierceness on the mat. Let me tell you, when she steps on the mat, she becomes a different person. And she just absolutely competed. And she worked very hard this season and took each practice very seriously. She was one of the hardest workers in the room.
What does that mean? I know I keep kind of looking for, what is this mental fierceness or this body balance and agility? What is it about wrestling that these girls are doing and can do and the champions do? What is it that they're actually doing on the mat?
They just have this drive, this willingness to compete and not surrender.
Right.
It's wrestling's hard. And when you get out there, it's tough, and
somebody's after you to put you down.
And we had a great duel last night at the high school level, and our 98-pounder Mackenzie Donnefeld wrestled a boy, and let me tell you, she came out there and she hung with that kid.
Wow.
In such a competitive way. The whole gym was exploding. Everybody was yelling. It was so exciting. And it was a great match.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to see how they just all of a sudden just turn into these fierce little creatures.
Yes.
But
you know, I think so much of it, I mean, obviously the physical training, the balance, the agility, but I am getting a real big message here about mental toughness. Not surrender. You use the word do not surrender. And you have a motto. I don't know if it's a motto, but it's yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do the hard things.
Yes. Yes. We talk about that a lot at both levels. You can do this.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. You may not win every time, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you will get back on the mat and you will try it again.
Yeah.
And they can do hard things. It's okay to be uncomfortable. And we can work through that.
I love this so much. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do hard things. I don't know whether there's a book I was reading or a title or what I saw, but it said, Valerie, choose to do hard things.
Yes.
Choose to do hard things. Yeah. Isn't that good? I'll try to give attribution because I didn't make that up. But boy, when I saw it, I thought that is a life lesson right there. Don't take the easy way out. Yeah.
And that is wrestling. Choose to do hard things. I'm probably going to steal that.
All right. You can have it. And I was talking before we went on the air. As soon as I read, yes, I can, yes, I can, I can do hard things, in my heart, because I love Jesus, I say I can do hard things through Christ. But whatever someone's faith or belief is, we can do hard things.
We can do that. And we talk a lot about, and I try and instill in these girls, wherever they are in their walk, in their life, whatever their home life is like, whatever their relationships life is like, that they were put on this earth for a purpose. Mm. And their purpose matters.
Yes.
It matters now, and it's going to matter to their future self. So how can we make decisions based on that?
Yes.
That you matter, you have a place, and that you belong.
You have a purpose.
You have a purpose. And they have a purpose.
Yeah, for all your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a young lady on the middle school team who had never played a sport.
Mm.
Never. Not little girl soccer, not t-ball. Never played a sport. And she came out for wrestling this year. And I just thought, ooh, girlfriend, of all the sports you can start with, this is going to be tough. And she did a great job and competed very well at districts.
Wow.
And she's a seventh grader, so I'm excited to have her back.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, now she's playing seventh grade basketball. And so I hope that she just continues on her sports journey.
That is. And through her life journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are values that we take out of school and into life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look at my daughter, who's no longer a wrestler. She's in the career field. But she's able to put that on her resume.
Mm-hmm.
And she is in law enforcement, and she was going through the recruitment process, and that recruiter saw that.
Oh, absolutely.
And just based on that, she went up to the next, you know, got put onto the next level in the recruitment process.
Absolutely.
And so there's just something special about wrestlers.
Yeah. Wrestling and sports in general, they are resume builders at a certain age in your life. One of my resume builders was Peace Corps, and it was just crazy. Because it had such a good reputation. They didn't even know what I did, but it was just, it's like sports. It just had an aura of commitment, determination, stick it out.
Yes.
Don't drop out. Stay for the long haul, even when it's tough. You know, eat the weird food, whatever the situation is. And recruitment people see it and notice it.
Yes.
And it counts. So that's a career builder. Yeah. You know, talking about taking it on into life, what are some of the lifestyle, this may be a question you didn't anticipate, but lifestyle tips? We talked about health last week. I'm going to talk about health next week, mental health and physical health with Eric Ridgway, who's the founder of the Longbridge Swim. What are some of the lifestyle helps that you give the girls, whether it's hydration or food or sleep or balance in their life? What are some of the things you like to emphasize?
All of the above. So we are a no-cut program. We don't want girls, or boys for that matter, to be cutting down weight and starving themselves. And that's just not the philosophy that we're operating under. We want girls, especially girls, right? Because we're different.
There tends to be that.
Our bodies are made differently and created differently. So we want girls to wrestle where they walk around. So if you walk around at 126 pounds, we want you to wrestle at 126 pounds. We want you to feel strong. And that means you're eating. That means you're sleeping. That means you're hydrating. You're drinking a lot of water. You're eating your good foods. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to the girls about good food, I'm not really looking for anything in particular, or that you're a nutrition or a dietitian, but just generally, how do you help them find those good foods? Or maybe even the parents might ask you, how can I serve food that will support my athlete here?
We try and keep it simple.
Yeah.
Right? If it's grown, go ahead and eat it. It's good for you. Try and stay away from those processed sugars. Ideally, we don't want you eating a bag of candy before you step on a mat.
Right.
We want you to be drinking water. We want you to be eating those lean meats, those good proteins, the good carbohydrates.
Yeah. You know, it's everything. Years and years ago, I had my doctor on who has gone on to heaven. What a great guy. And I was interviewing him, asked him the very same question. You know, his answer was, just eat what your grandma told you to eat. Because your grandma said, eat your vegetables.
I love it.
And your grandma said, drink your milk or drink your water.
That's
and,
right.
You know, she might have given you a slice of pie every now and then. But it was, and of course, he went into detail after that, but it was such a good answer. Just eat what your grandma told you to eat.
I like that.
The tomato out of the garden is going to be a good thing.
That's right. It sure is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me see here. That motto, I'm still loving it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do the hard things. The sport is growing nationally. So give us an idea of how this is really taking, wrestling, girls wrestling is taking off nationally and at the college and university level.
Absolutely. So I'll start at the high school level and then we'll work up.
Yeah.
So currently there is, oh gosh, I'm really bad at math. So there's only 7 states left that have yet to sanction high school wrestling.
For girls. Okay.
Which is amazing.
Wow.
When my daughter started this journey, there was only 6 states. Wow. So we have made a lot of progress in a short amount of time at the high school level. And that's kudos to USA Wrestling and Wrestle Like a Girl, who they are in Congress. They are all over the nation just lobbying for high school athletic associations to sanction women's wrestling. Idaho is almost there. We have sanctioned it, but not fully. Mm-hmm. So, which means the girls do have their own state championship, their own district championship. However, it's still considered a co-ed sport in the state of Idaho.
Okay.
Which really makes Sandpoint and some of these other schools special that they are willing to say, we're forming girls teams here.
You've already stepped up and said, this is not co-ed sport. This is boys wrestling and girls wrestling. Is that what you're saying?
So we still operate as just Sandpoint Wrestling.
Okay.
But we definitely, there's men's coaches and women's coaches, and we work together.
Okay.
Similar, Bonner's Ferry has done that. Post Falls has done that. So we are growing it here in North Idaho. Southern Idaho, they have actual girls teams and boys teams separate.
Okay.
But the state as a whole,
okay,
we're still waiting on that official word for Idaho to fully sanction it.
What needs to happen for that? I mean, where is that decision made? I mean, who makes it?
The Idaho Athletic Association would make that decision. Hopefully they're seeing the tremendous growth that we are having, especially with 850 girls in the state certified.
Yes.
Which is, I think, 200 or 200 plus over last year.
Wow.
So we're growing tremendously, and hopefully those numbers, they'll start to open some eyes and we'll get it fully sanctioned in the state.
I'm wondering, and this is probably more of a political question, but are they hesitating because it's going to cost money?
I couldn't speculate, but
okay, you know,
money typically makes all the decisions. I can't imagine what else it could be.
Yeah.
Because these girls have stood up for a long time and absolutely deserve an equitable opportunity in the state of Idaho to compete.
Amen to that. We're going to take our last break right now. I want to come back to that equal money, equal attention, you know, equal opportunity for women's sports, because it really is a critical issue. It's a life issue, as we've been talking about, and it certainly is a fairness issue. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, or right after this.
As we close out another great year here in North Idaho, we want to express gratitude and give thanks to all our loyal customers. We're excited to offer our 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon as December's Wine of the Month. Delia Knack's incredible artwork will brighten our tasting room, and as always, we have an amazing lineup of music. Gift someone you love with the Wine Club membership next year. Joining is free, and enjoy savings every time you buy. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. The Pondere Winery, bringing excellence to the art of winemaking for the past 28 years.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Hey there, everybody. I am so glad that you're with us today. You're listening to us at 92.1 FM, 1450 AM, NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm so glad you're out there driving around with us on your car radio or at work. So thanks for being with us. I know that you're enjoying hearing about Lake Pondere School District girls wrestling and volleyball coach Valerie Johansson, who is with us today. I don't know how much energy this room can contain, Valerie, because you've got energy and enthusiasm galore. I think I'm going to go out and run after this interview. I'm getting infused with something here. But there's a quote in talking about you, because we were mentioning the issue of equality for girls' sports, you know, equal money, equal everything. And it says here, now I'm not going to be able to find it, that you are a passionate, I'll just say, I'll paraphrase it. You are a passionate promoter of equal opportunity for girls, not just in any sports, but particularly in wrestling itself, but all sports. That's true, isn't it?
Yes.
You're a loudmouth about it.
I am. I drive people nuts. I wear my Wrestle Like a Girl earrings every day. I just see girls and I just want to get them in wrestling. So I am willing to talk about wrestling and girls wrestling in this sport to anybody, anytime. Yeah. I probably drive my coworkers nuts because every girl that walks through the middle school door, I am asking her if she wants to wrestle and telling her she should come wrestle.
Yeah. And the issue in doing that and saying that is because there's an equal opportunity. I mean, there needs to be equality in sports, whether it's the money, the attention, the advertising, the promotion, the championships, the travel.
Yeah. And that's where Lake Ponderay School District is getting it right, because they are Dr. Meyer, the administrative leadership teams at both the middle school and the high school. They are getting this right. They are absolutely saying these girls are equal and we're going to provide that equal opportunity for them. And they have put up the money, they have put up the travel and the gear and everything, as well as the varsity coach going, absolutely, they are equal, they are welcome, this is their room too. Mm. None of this happens without them. And Lake Ponderay School District is setting that example, especially in North Idaho.
Yeah.
Other schools are looking to how what Sandpoint is doing and going, if they can do it, we can do it too. Mm-hmm. And that is just, that's so inspiring for me. And that is what just continues to fan my flame, to say the least, that I just celebrate our school district and Sandpoint High School and Sandpoint Middle School for what they have done.
That is so good to hear that. And yes, kudos to the leadership, because it's one thing to say, oh, I support athletics for our girls and wrestling in particular. But it's another thing to pony up the money and the rooms and the gear and the
Absolutely.
Travel. To make it happen and not just give it a word of support, but actual real support.
And at both the high school and the middle school, they are doing that.
Yeah.
And they are doing it with a happy spirit. Like, they are willing to do it. And that is, I'm just so grateful on behalf of all the girls that are wrestling now and all the girls that will have the opportunity to come, that they have that place here at Sandpoint.
What about your parents? Talk about the parents. How are they? I'm sure they are very impressed with this and very supportive, because they see how their kids, their girls, but there's also boys wrestling. We're not giving them any attention, but they have a great program too.
Yes, they do.
Talk about the parents and how important they are in this, the sacrifices they make.
And they're making sacrifices, absolutely, because wrestling's tournaments are long days. Mm. And we have new wrestling parents, especially with these girls who were in the stands with us for 10 hours on Saturday and helping us with food and just support and passing out all the Band-Aids when we're running around the gym at different mats. This doesn't happen without them. And I am just in the very fortunate position of having amazing parents at both levels.
Yeah.
Like, I am so blessed as a coach because of them.
Yeah, it makes a difference because they give the family time and family support and family
Yeah,
money.
And they're giving up their weekends. Wrestling yes. is weekends. And these families, you know, a lot of these girls have siblings. Yeah. A lot of these boys have siblings. And those parents are giving up their weekends and helping and coming to be a part of the wrestling.
You know who I haven't asked about, and it just occurred to me, was the referees. Are the same referees for the boys wrestlers and the girls, or are they different? How does that work?
It's the same wrestling pool.
Okay.
So in high school, boys and girls wrestle the same style of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It differs in college.
Okay. So the referees are the same, and for your middle school girls,
mm-hmm.
same yep. referees.
Same referee pool, and they do an exceptional job.
Yeah. Where do they come from? I mean, who are the referees?
Okay, well, that's a very on-the-spot question. they
come
from all over.
Wherever.
They're amazing. Yes. Some of them are former coaches. That was such a great question. I don't know. I just know they appear, yeah. And I'm grateful that they appear.
I guess, okay, I won't go through the, whether they're certified or
they are certified. They yes, there's a process that they go through. And
there's probably a background check on all this.
Of that stuff happens,
yes. You volunteer at Valley Vista, you have to go through a background check, yes. I'm telling you. Anyway, all right, let's move on to how important and how successful now college and university programs are for female women's wrestling.
Yes, I'm really excited to talk about this because breaking news, everybody. The NCAA has just come out with a participation increase of 369 athletes year over year from last year to this year.
That's now, at the university level.
That is at the NCAA level. So this is big. That is the highest. And for the NCAA, women's wrestling is an emerging sport, which means they are watching very closely the participation numbers. So next year, Divisions 2 and 3 will have their own national championship.
I'll bet that's going to be on TV, too, for sure.
Absolutely.
It may already, some of it be some on of it's ESPN, but not on the big networks yet.
Not ABC, yet.
NBC or
CNN. But I think we're going to get there. NAIA already has their own championship, and they've been doing it for quite some time. But there are hundreds of opportunities for young women to wrestle in college, get their college paid for, further their education.
I was just going to say, can you get scholarships for women's wrestling?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And Idaho was unique that every girl so far that's participated on the state team, Idaho team, that has wanted to go to college for wrestling has been given the opportunity on scholarship to do so.
My goodness, that is very exciting.
It's motivating.
It doesn't mean you're going to wrestle at the pro level or even coach. Or teach your, you know, whatever your career objectives are.
Yes, my daughter used it and went to college and wrestled for about a year and then decided that she was done and went into the workforce. But it gave her that opportunity.
Yes.
To compete at the college level. And to get some college paid for.
You know, we've been focusing, obviously, on girls wrestling at both the middle school and the high school level, and what a growing a sport it is at the university level. But really, all sports programs operate like this. When they're run well, and they're coached well, and the parents participate, it's just a big, important thing for the match for maturing our young people into productive adults.
Yes, that hopefully will come back and give back to their community that supported them.
Yeah. I'm going to give you like 15 seconds to say you love these girls.
Look at this picture. Region 1 district champion, Lady Bullpups, I am so unbelievably proud of you. To my Lady Bulldogs, we are going to just have an incredible season, girls, and I am so excited and blessed to be your coach.
I am blessed to hear all about this. Valerie Johansson, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Barbara.
I want to have you back, and maybe we'll bring a couple of your girls with you.
I would love that.
They can talk about it.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Come on back next week. We are in a fitness mode, I'm telling you. Next week, we're going to be talking with Eric Ridgway. He's the founder of the Longbridge Swim, and he's also whole food plant-based. He's got lots of health things. And here's what we're going to zero in on is going to be the mental fitness, the counseling that Eric Ridgway and his team provide. Lots of counselors here in Sandpoint. If you're looking at dark days and sometimes Christmas is not as happy as it could be, we have some ideas and people here to help you. So that's next week. Until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.